From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Parents may not like it, but for many students in Berkeley, California, it's a dream come true. No homework for nearly a month. Unionized teachers in Berkeley have been staging a job action called Work to Rule. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, they're trying to pressure the school board into giving them a raise.
Under the terms of their union contract, Berkeley teachers are required to work 7 hours and 10 minutes per day. Since their Work to Rule job action began, second grade teacher Matt Lipner says that's what they're working, and not a minute more.
We're not coming in on weekends. We're not staying late after school, bringing work home with us, contacting parents outside of school, doing all the things that any teacher does, going above and beyond our duty day to ensure the quality education for our children.
Lipner works at Thousand Oaks Elementary in a prosperous neighborhood of Berkeley. It's one of the schools parents jockey to get their children into, a shiny new facility with lots of extras, including a huge jungle gym on the playground.
Go on inside, you guys.
After recess, Lipner corrals his 19 students back to their classroom for a math lesson about rounding numbers.
322 is between
300
and 400.
Normally, Lipner would assign homework to reinforce the lesson, but not now, since like many teachers, he corrects homework on his own time. Berkeley teachers say they regret that it's come to this, but they've worked for 2 years without a contract or a raise, and now the district says there'll be no raises next year either. Lipner acknowledges times are tough for education, but he asks why teachers should bear the brunt of it.
Every district in the state is faced with the same financial limitations from the governor and from the state level. However, every other district around has found ways to give at least a small cost of living increase.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has earmarked an additional $2.9 billion for education next year, and Berkeley teachers say some of those funds should trickle down to them.
The only way that salary increases could occur is if we cut programs further or we cut employees.
Mark Copeland with the Berkeley Unified School District says with pension and health care costs rising, plus a loss of lottery money, the numbers just don't add up.
The money from the governor is far less than the increase in our cost for the next year.
The two sides have been in talks with a state mediator. Now the district is offering a 1% raise, but teachers aren't buying it. And parents, who have been mostly supporting the teachers so far, are getting frustrated. Karen Huster has a daughter, Amelia, in kindergarten at Thousand Oaks.
Our daughter was just going full speed ahead with her reading and her sight words, but it's just really come to a screeching halt.
Huster blames the governor for shortchanging education, but she says the local school board is also responsible.
Year after year, we vote for bond measures in the city of Berkeley, and we agree to have our property taxes raised over and over again. And it's just extremely disappointing when the district can't account for that money. And I'll certainly remember this when I vote.
Another mediation is scheduled for later this week. Meanwhile, report cards are due soon, and no one knows when or if they'll be written. Elaine Corey, NPR News.